We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Masechet Ketubot. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, top line, where it says, Gufa Amar Rav Chisda. This Limud is Leilui Nishmat, Shelomo ben Jamila, Baruch ben Shelomo, Shelomo ben Reuven, Erez ben Miriam, Shaul ben Latife, Yom Tov ben Chana, Naim ben Chatun, Ladisya bat Yakot, Sulika bat Chana, Esther bat Ladisya, Et Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Devora, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, חיה אסתר חווה בת שרה, אין לובה בת מזל, עליהם השלום. אורסו לזכות רפואה של אמא פרי אלישבע בת נטע, גבריאלה מסודה בת שרה, אין חנה בת סוליקה. גופה, we mentioned before, let's go deeper into the statement that was quoted before. אמר רב חיסדא said, מודה רבי נחוניה בן הקנה. The רבי נחוניה בן הקנה, who told us the concept of קימלה ודרבה מיניה. That the exemption of paying for damages when it was done together with another act that carries a liability of death applies not only to the mitat bedin but also to chayave karet, meaning not just by chilul Shabbat but also by chilul Yom Kippur. For example, if a person at the same time that he desecrated Yom Kippur he caused damages, is patu minatashlumim. Because of the rule of kimle b'derabba mine, give him the bigger punishment and that's it. And he's exempt from the smaller one, which is the payment. So now Rav Chisda said, Modeh Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. However, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana admits, he agrees, Begonev chelbo shel chavero va'achalo shu chayav. That if a person stole the chelev of his friend, chelev is forbidden fat, if he stole it and he ate it, he is liable to pay also for the stealing, even though he's also punishable by mitabi de shamayim, by death at the hand of heaven, for eating chelev. Actually, karet, for eating chelev. So he agrees in this case that you have to pay also. Why? Shekvar nitchayev bigneva kodem sheyavo lidei isur chelev. Because both liabilities did not come simultaneously. The liability of payment was from the moment that he picked it up to steal it, and the liability of eating is at the moment when he actually ate it. So it didn't come at the same time. He's obligated in both of them, in payment as well. Says the Gemara, Lema pliga de Rabbi Avin. Shall we say that this statement of Rav Chisda, in the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, is arguing with the statement of Rabbi Avin? The Amar Rabbi Avin said, Hazorek chetz mitchilat arba lesof arba. If let's say on Shabbat, a person took an arrow and he threw the arrow from the beginning point of 4 amot to the end point of 4 amot. As we know, the liability of carrying in Reshut HaRabim on Shabbat is if one carries 4 amot. So now, let's say a person throws something in Reshut HaRabim, in the public domain, and he throws it for 4 amot or more, of course, that he is chayab. He's liable for the punishment of desecrating Shabbat. So now, let's say the scenario is as follows, says Rabbi Avin. A person took an arrow, and he threw it from the beginning of 4 amot to the end, and in the middle, on its way, v'kara shirain ba'alichato. The arrow, on its way, tore into a silk shirt of his friend. Patu, says Rabbi Avin, the person who threw the arrow is exempt from paying because of the concept of kimle b'derabba mineh. Because since he is liable to skila for desecrating Shabbat because of the 4 amot of carrying in Reshut HaRabim, so even though he caused damages, but he doesn't have to pay. Now, what do you see here? You see that both liabilities are not simultaneous. Because after all, when is he obligated to pay? He's obligated to pay when he actually tore the shirt, right? And that was before the arrow actually landed on the other side of the 4 amot. In the middle, it was only 2 amot. So you didn't desecrate Shabbat yet. It's only after it was 4 amot. So in the middle, he caused the damage to the shirt. And only afterwards did he also become liable for desecrating Shabbat. So the two Isurim are not simultaneous. And yet Rabbi Avin said that he's patur because of the concept of Kimle B'Drabba Mineh. So this is not like what Rav Chisda said, that when they're not simultaneous, you are chayav to pay. We see Rabbi Avin says he's patur from paying, even though they're not simultaneous. And what is the reason for that? Why? He says, she'akirat zorech hanachahi, because the uprooting of the arrow, the picking it up to throw it, is for the purpose of its landing, which means you already intended to throw it for Amot, right? So from the time that he picked up the arrow until the time that it landed, it's all one melacha, it's all connected. Meaning you don't say that being that only after it lands, after for Amot, did he do the melacha on Shabbat. No, the akira, the taking of the arrow was already tzorech hanacha. The uprooting of the arrow was tzorech hanacha, was for the purpose of its landing. So it's all one melacha of Chilul Shabbat. So since in the middle he tore the shirt of his friend, it is simultaneous. It's considered like it's together. The Isur of Shabbat and the Isur of stealing came together. That's why we say kamlem b'drabamine. So the same thing, hachanami, we should say the same thing by the case when someone steals the chelev of his friend and he ate it. Hagbahat zorech achilai. From the moment that he picked it up to eat it, it was for the purpose of eating it, right? So the act of eating already began from the moment that he picked it up. So therefore, from the moment that he picked it up, he's chayav to pay for stealing, and he's also already chayav to pay for the eating, because it's the beginning of the act of eating. So they are indeed simultaneous. So this is not like what Rav Chisda said. Shall we say that Rav Chisda's statement, who said that they are not simultaneous, is this in argument with the statement of Rabbi Avin, who held that by the case of Zorek Chetz, since the Akira Letzorech Hanacha, so it's all considered together, it's simultaneous. Oh, so we should say the same thing here, by the Cheleb, and we see Rav Chisda doesn't. So shall we say that there is a machloket between them? The Gemara says, no, hachi hashta, what are you comparing the two cases? Hatam, over there by the one who throws the arrow, the reason why we say akira tzorech hanachai, if shale hanacha belo akira, because it's impossible for something to land unless it was picked up first, right? So therefore, you have to say that the akira, the picking up, is already the beginning of the hanacha. So over there, they are simultaneous together with the ripping of the shirt. But hacha, but over here by the eating of chelev, efshar le'achila velo hagbaha. You can't say that hagbaha is tzorech achila, that the picking up of the food is for the purpose, is the beginning of the act of the eating. That's, you don't say that. You know why? Because it's possible to eat without the hagbaha. For hanacha, it's impossible without akira. Therefore, akira le'tzorech hanacha is all one act. But is it possible for achila to be without hagbaha? Yes, as the Gemara is going to demonstrate. So you can't say that the hagbaha, the picking it up, and the achila is all one act. And how is it possible? If he wants, he could bend over without picking up the item of food and eat it. He bends over and he eats it. Inami, or hatam, another way of making a difference, another way of differentiating between the case of Rav Chisda and the case of Rabbi Avin. Hatam, by the case of Rabbi Avin, where the person threw the arrow, the second he threw the arrow, can he take it back? Can he retrieve it? No, it's in the air already. It's too late now. So the moment of Akira is the beginning of Hanacha, because you can't take it back. Therefore, over there you say it's all one act, and that's why the damage caused to the shirt was during the act of the carrying, the throwing of the chet. So it's simultaneous. But over here, hacha, by the eating, by the one who stole the chelev, matzi mahaderla, after he picked up the chelev, right? Could he have put it back? Yes, he could. He could have put it back and not eat it. So you can't say hagbaha is tzorech achila, that the picking it up is the beginning of the act of eating. No, it's not. You can actually change your mind and put it back down. Therefore, over there, the damage, meaning the liability for stealing and the death penalty for eating it, is not simultaneous. They are not together. That's why over there it's different. That's why over there, Rav Chisda says, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would agree that you have to, that he's liable for both the payment and for the death penalty. So the Gemara here gave us two differences between the scenario of Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avin. One difference is that by the case of throwing the arrow, it's impossible for it to land without first uprooting it, picking it up. Whereas by the stealing of the chelev, it's possible to eat it without picking it up. That's one difference. And then the Gemara gave us another difference, that by the case of throwing the arrow, the moment that he threw it, he cannot retrieve it. Whereas by the case of the one who stole the chelev, the moment that he stole it, he could still put it back. He doesn't have to eat it. So those are two differences, right? The Gemara asks, Ma'ika bin Hailishna le Hailishna. What is the difference between these two answers, between these two differentiations? What is the practical scenario that would be a difference between them? Ika benayu, the difference would be, Hama'avir sakin birshut harabim, someone who's carrying a knife on Shabbat, four amot in reshut harabim. And as he's carrying it, four amot, v'kara shirain behalichato, he tore someone's silk shirt. So now, lehach lishna de'amalt, according to the first differentiation that was made, that by the case of throwing the arrow, if shal lehanacha velo akira, it's impossible for the hanacha, the landing, to be without the uprooting, and therefore, the uprooting and the landing is all one melacha, because it's impossible for one without the other. So hachanami. So too, the same would apply in this case of someone who's carrying a knife, if shal lehanacha velo akira. It's impossible to put down the knife at the end of the four amot without picking it up first to carry it in the beginning of the four amot. And therefore, it would be considered one whole melacha. And if he tore the shirt in the interim, he would be patur, because it's considered simultaneous. But lehach lishna de'amalt. But according to the second differentiation that you made, that by the case of throwing the arrow, the reason why he's patur and it's simultaneous is because lo matzi ma'adala, it's because from the moment that he shot the arrow, that he threw the arrow, he cannot retrieve it, he cannot take it back. Well, hacha, over here in the case of a person who's carrying the sakin, matzi ma'adala, he's able to retrieve it. He didn't throw it, he's carrying it. So he's able to stop after two amot and to leave it, right? So therefore, in that case, according to this, it would not be considered all one act and therefore simultaneous with the act of damage. So that would be a nafka mina between the two ways that the Gemara differentiated between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avi. And now the Gemara is going to delve further into the scenario that Rabbi Avin gave us. אמר רבי אבין, הזורק חץ מתחילת ארבע לסוף ארבע, וקרא שיראין בהליכתו, פטור שעקירה צורך הנחי. רבי אבין told us that one who throws an arrow from the start of four amot to the end of four amot in the רשות הרבים on Shabbat, and on the way it tore into a silk shirt of his friend, he's patur from payment, because it's considered simultaneous liabilities. Why is it considered simultaneous? Because from the moment of Akira, it's v'tzorech hanacha. The Akira is for the purpose of hanacha. One cannot be without the other. Therefore, it's all one act of chilul Shabbat, of melacha, of carrying. So the damages that were done in the middle are considered simultaneous. Mimela is patur. That's Rabbi Avi. Mativ Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaye asks a question, a contradiction from a braita. States in a braita, Hagonev kis b'Shabbat. If a person stole a wallet with money on Shabbat, which means he picked up, he lifted from the property of someone, he picked up a wallet of money, and then he went ahead and he carried it in Reshut HaRabim. Chayav, he is liable to pay for stealing, even though he's also Chayav Skila for the Isur of Shabbat, of carrying from Reshut HaYachid into Reshut HaRabim, and he's not patur by the concept of Kim Levid Rabamine. Why? Shekvar nitchayev b'gneva kodem sheyavo lidei Isur Skila. The Baita says, because the liability for the Gneva was already at the time of picking up the wallet, and he didn't come yet to the liability of Skila. The Skila is only after he actually took it out from the Reshut HaYachid to Reshut HaRabim. So therefore, since they are not simultaneous, he is chayav for both liabilities. But if, let's say, he did not pick up the wallet, you know, the way to be liable for payment of stealing is when you take it into your own domain by picking it up. Hagbaha, three tfachim from the ground, that's considered a kinyan. Of course, it's a forbidden kinyan. It's a kinyan of gneva. And then you are chayav for the gneva. But let's say the following is what happened. Haya megarer v'yotze, megarer v'yotze. Let's say he didn't lift up the wallet. He was just dragging it on the floor and going out, dragging it on and going out. And then he took it out from Reshut Achid to Reshut Rabim. Patur, then he will be exempt from paying for the gneva. Why? Shehare isur Shabbat u'gneva ba'im ke'echad. Because here, the liability for Shabbat and the liability for payment actually come simultaneous. Because while he was in the house of the person who he stole the wallet from, he did not acquire the wallet yet, because he didn't pick it up three tfachim. He was dragging it on the ground. When did he acquire it? The moment he left the house of the owner of the wallet. The moment he left the house of the owner of the wallet, he also committed Chilul Shabbat by taking something out from Reshut Achid to Reshut Rabim. Therefore, simultaneously, the liability for payment and the liability for the punishment of death came about at the same time. That's why he is patur, because of Kimle b'drabba mine. So now the Gemara asks a question. According to Rabbi Avin, so Rabbi Bibar Abaye now is asking from this Braita his contradiction on Rabbi Avin. Ve'amai, according to Rabbi Avin, why do you say that he has to pay for the gneva in the first case, where he picked up the arnak three tfachim, right? So you say that the liability for the stealing came at that point, and the liability for Chilul Shabbat came later when he took it out of the house, and therefore the Braita said that he's chayav, because they were not simultaneous. According to Rabbi Avin, why? Hachanami. Over here also we should say, Lema hagbahat tzorech hotza'ahi. You should say that the picking it up is for the purpose of taking it out of the house. I mean, that was the plan, no? Why did he lift up the wallet? In order to take it out of the house. So the hagba'ah is v'tzorech hotza'ah. So when did the melacha of hotza'ah v'shabbat, of taking out on Shabbat from Reshut Achid to Reshut Rabim, when did it really actually begin? It started from the moment of hagba'ah, since it's letzorech hotza'ah. Just like Rabbi Avin said, akira is tzorech hanacha. Therefore, the chilut Shabbat of the throwing of the arrow for amot began already from the picking up of the arrow. So the same thing over here. The isur Shabbat of taking the wallet out from Reshut Achid to Reshut Rabim began when? From the moment of the hagba'ah, of the lifting it up, because the hagba'ah is letzorech hotza'ah. So therefore, the liability for payment for stealing is simultaneous. He should be patur. Why is it that the Braita says that he's chayav? Answers the Gemara, hacha b'mayaskinan, kegon shehigbiho al menat lehatzni'o. We can explain that the Braita is talking about where the hagbaha was not letzorech hotza'ah. The lifting up of the wallet was not for the purpose of taking out. How's that possible? I mean, he wants to steal it. No, he picked it up, the ganav, he picked up the arnak, the wallet, al menat lehatzni'o. He wanted to hide it somewhere else in the home of the owner. He did not have in mind to, on Shabbat, to take it out from the house. Venimlach alav, and only after he picked it up, he changed his mind, vehotzi'o, and he took it out into Reshut Rabim. So that's why you cannot say over here that the hagbaha was letzorech hotza'ah and it's all one act. Because at the time of the hagbaha, he did not have in mind to do the hotza'ah. He had in mind to keep it in the house. Only afterwards did he change his mind and he took it out. So in this case, the hagbaha and the hotza'ah are two different acts, divided and separated between each other. Therefore, both liabilities are not simultaneous. That's why the Braita there says that he is chayav in payment as well. So now the Gemara asks, wait a minute, if that's the case, v'chi ay gavna, in such a scenario where a person picks up something in Reshut Achid with the intention to keep it inside, not with the intention of taking it outside, right? And he only changed his mind afterwards while it's in his hand already, after he picked it up. to take it outside, mi chayav? Is he even chayav because of, is he liable for punishment of hotza'a b'shabbat? Of carrying, of taking out from Rishut Achit to Rishut Arabim on Shabbat? If he did it in such a way, he's not liable for the punishment of mitah of Chilut Shabbat. Rav Simon said in the name of Rabbi Ami and in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hamfane hafatzim mizavit lezavit. If a person is clearing items from one corner of the house to another on Shabbat, so at the time that he was clearing the item from one corner, he didn't have in mind to take it outside, right? He just wanted to put it in a different corner in the house. But while it was in his hand, he changed his mind and he took it out into Rishut Arabim. Patur. He's patur from Chilut Shabbat. He's not punishable by death. Shelo haita akira misha arishona lekach. Because the akira, the moment that he picked up the item, that's called akira, when he uprooted it from the floor, it was without the intention of taking it outside. And in order to be liable for Chilut Shabbat, it has to be that the akira and the hanacha are connected. Meaning that the akira was done for the purpose of hanacha outside in Rishut Arabim. But here the akira was not done with that intention. The intention came only afterwards. That's why he's patur from Chilut Shabbat. So if that's the case, how could you give me the scenario where he lifted up the wallet and he had in mind only to hide it in the house, but then he changed his mind, and that's why you're explaining that's how you are explaining the Braita before, that said that he's chayav in both Chilut Shabbat and the payment. No, he's not chayav for Chilut Shabbat. Lo hayta akira misha rishona lekach. Therefore, the Gemara says, lo tema al menat leatzni'o. Do not explain the Braita before in a way that he picked up the wallet for the purpose of hiding it somewhere in the house. No, ela ema almenat lehotzi'o. When he picked it up, he had in mind to take it out. That's why he is liable for the punishment of Chilut Shabbat. But the question is, back now on Rabbi Avin. Now we have a stira. If that's the case, then why is it that the Braita says he's chayav? We should say that he's patur. According to Rabbi Avin, since the Agbah was letzorech hotza'a, so therefore, it is simultaneous. He should be patu. The Braita is talking about a scenario. Yes, while he picked it up, he had in mind to take it out. That's true. But after he picked up the wallet in the house of the owner, before he left and took it into the Rishut Arabim, he stood still. He stopped. He stood. That standing nullifies the first Akira. It is an interruption in the act of akira vehanacha. It's not one flow. Between the akira and the hanacha, there was a stoppage. He stood there. And only after he began to walk again, did the akira of Chilut Shabbat begin. Which means then you had the akira when he left the house, you have akira and hanacha. But the first time when he lifted it up, that akira was interrupted by standing still. Oh, so it comes out that both liabilities are not simultaneous. First, he was chayav for gneva the moment he picked it up. But Chilut Shabbat did not start until the second akira. When was that? When he continued to walk. But the first akira, he's not, the melacha of Shabbat did not start. The Chilut Shabbat did not start because there was an interruption. So therefore, it's not, they are not simultaneous. That's why in the Braita, they are chayav. It's not a question on Rabbi Avin. By Rabbi Avin, we're talking about one act, one flow of an act, and therefore, it is simultaneous, and that's why he is patur there. But the Gemara asks, wait a second, you're just saying, if he stood, that nullifies the original akira. That's not true. It depends why he stood. Amad lemai. Why did he stand? Ile katef. If it was just to adjust his load on his shoulder, the bag, he stood there just to adjust it. Urchehu, that's the normal way that is done. That's a normal thing. So therefore, that's not considered an interruption between the akira and the hanacha. It doesn't nullify the original akira. That's a normal thing to do. So it's considered still as one act. The original akira was for the purpose of taking it out, and there is no interruption. This that he stood to adjust his bags, that's not called standing. Ela, rather, you must say, Be'omed lafush. You have to say that he stood to take a break. He stood just to, you know, chill for a moment. So that does nullify the first akira. The Gemara asks, avalikatef mai. So what? If he stood in order to adjust his bag, what would you say in that case? Patu? Are you going to say in that case that he's patu from tashlumin, right? Because it's simultaneous, because the chiyuv Shabbat begins from the moment of the akira, and that's the moment where he's also liable for the payment of stealing, so he should be patu. If that's the case, why does the Braita differentiate in a different way? Watch. Adetani, instead of saying in the Braita, when is he, however, when is he patu, Aya megarer v'yotze, megarer v'yotze patu. Remember the second scenario that the Braita wanted to show us, that as opposed to being chayav in the first case, if he was megarer v'yotze, megarer v'yotze, if he didn't lift it up, if he just dragged it, then he is patu, because then the moment he took it out, that's when he's liable for payment. And he's also liable for chilut Shabbat, therefore he's patu because of kim lebedirameh. Instead of giving us that case, niflog venitni bedida, why don't you differentiate, give us a second scenario in the very case of hagbaha? Meaning like this, bameh devarim amurim, the Baita should say like this, when is it that he is chayav beomid lafush? If he stood in order to rest, so that nullifies the first akira as per chilut Shabbat, so the liability for the payment of stealing started earlier than the chiyuv of Shabbat started later, right? So be'omed devarim amurim be'omed lafush. That's when you are chayav, because the liabilities were not simultaneous. Aval lekatef patu. But if he stood only lekatef to adjust the bags, that's not considered a nullification, a stoppage of the akira, and therefore he would still be patu. So instead of going all out and giving us a different scenario of when he would be patur, such as if he's megarer v'yotzeh, give me a different scenario in the very same case that you gave of a person who picked it up and stood. There's a difference. If he stood lafush, then chayav. If he stood lekatef, then patur. Therefore, the Gemara retracts this pirush of the Braita and says it must be that's not the pirush of the Braita. And therefore, we have to answer the question from the Braita on the words of Rabbi Avin in a different way. And the Gemara answers by saying, Elaha mani, this Braita that holds that he's chayav for the payment as well of the Gneva, ben Azaihi. It's going according to the Shita, the opinion of ben Azai, de amar mehalech ke'omed dame. He held that walking is like standing, which means every step that the person takes is a new akira. So therefore, according to Ben Azai, that's why you're chayav in payment, because the liabilities are not simultaneous. Because when he picked up the wallet to steal, that's when he became obligated to pay. But he did not start the Chilut Shabbat yet, because it was stopped by the next footstep that he took, and the next one, and the next one. He's only chayav until he actually leaves the house into Reshut HaYachid. According to Ben Azai, you cannot say the Akira, the picking it up in the house, was letzorech hotza'ah, was one act with the hotza'ah, because it's not one act. According to Ben Azai, when you walk, every step you take is a new akira, and therefore the first akira is not connected to the hanacha that you did outside in Reshut HaYachid. And that's why, in that case, according to Ben Azai, you would be chayav, because both liabilities are not simultaneous. Asks the Gemara, or clarifies the Gemara, Aval zorek mai patur. So what are you going to say? Let's say he picked up the wallet and he threw the wallet. What would be the din, the halakha then? It would be patur from payment, right? Because since the chiyuv of Shabbat and the chiyuv of stealing are coming as one, because there's no other akira. If he's walking to the door, so then you could say Ben Azai says every footstep is a new akira, so therefore you don't have one whole act from the beginning of the uplifting of the item. But let's say, even according to Ben Azai, if he took it from the moment that he picked it up and he threw it outside the door, there you should say patur, right? Because when did the akira take place? When did the Chilul Shabbat begin? From the first time he lifted it and threw it. So the Gemara says, well then, niflog venitni bedida. So then you should differentiate in the Braita In this way, b'med devarim amurim b'mhalech, aval zorek patur. Why didn't the Braita say this? When it wants to give me a case of chayav and a case of patur, he should have said, b'med devarim, when do we say that he's chayav also to pay for the gneva? That's b'mhalech, when he's walking. So then they're not simultaneous, because according to Ben Azai, every step is a new akira. But aval zorek, but if he threw it, he would be patu, because then you could say akira tzorech hanacha, and therefore both the liability for payment and the punishment of chilul shabbat is simultaneous. How come it did not give that differentiation in the Braita? Gemara says you're right. The Braita could have differentiated like that, but it wanted to teach me a chidush. The reason why it gave me a different scenario in megarer veyotze, if he dragged it to the door, then, in that case, patu, because the Isur Shabbat and Gneva come simultaneously, Megarer v'yotze itzterich ale. The Braita wanted to teach us a chidush by the case of Megarer v'yotze. Why? Because Salka Data Chamina, I would have thought in that way, en derech hotza'a bekach, that dragging it through the floor, out the door, that's not the normal way of hotza'a, of taking something out of Rishut HaRabim into Rishut HaRabim. And therefore, he should be patur bichlal. He should be exempt from chilul Shabbat. Kamash ma'alan. That's why the Braita wanted to be mechadesh. No, even if he did it through dragging, migare biyotze, he's chayav. He's liable for the chilul Shabbat. It is in fact chilul Shabbat mideoraita. That's why it picked that case. So now the Gemara is asking to clarify. Ubemai. In which way is the Braita mechadesh to us that through dragging you're also mitchayev, you're also committing chilut Shabbat with hotza'a, even though you're dragging? In which case? If we're talking about a very big, a gigantic bag of money, a wallet, which is very heavy, so then urchehu. So then, I mean, that's the normal way of taking it out. So then it's obvious. It's not a chidush anymore. What do I need the Braita to tell me that you're mechalel Shabbat, that it's considered hotza'a if you're dragging it? Something heavy, it's normal to drag. Let's say like a heavy box. So you drag it along the ground and to take it out. That's the normal way. You would be considered motzi, hotza'a b'Shabbat. Ibezutre, if we're talking about a small wallet, lav urchehu, it's not the normal way of carrying. So he should not be chayav midoraita and hotza'a. All the melachot of Shabbat, a person is liable, mideoraita, only if he did it in the normal way. If he did it in an abnormal way, that's called bederech shinui, he's patur. So if you're talking about a small one here, and you tell me that if he dragged it, why would he be chayav for chirut Shabbat if he dragged it? Lav urchehu, ela bemitza'e. Rather, the Braita is talking about something that is in between. It's not too big, it's not too small. So sometimes you can carry it, sometimes you drag it. That's the chidush of the Braita, that in that case you would be liable for chilut Shabbat. It would be considered the melacha of hotza'a. Now the Gemara continues to clarify. Ude'apke lehecha. What exactly is the scenario here? Ude'apke lehecha. Where did he take it out to when he dragged out the wallet on Shabbat from the house of the owner? Where did he take it out to? If he took it out to the public domain, as we've been saying till now, Isur Shabbat Ika. So then, yeah, Chilut Shabbat you do have. He's Motzi Mirshut Rishut. He's taking from Rishut Ayachit to Rishut Arabim. But Isur Gneva Leka. But he's not yet liable for the Gneva. Because number one, he never picked it up, remember? He's dragging it on the floor. So he didn't acquire it yet. When does the Chiyuv Gneva begin? When he acquires it. If he dragged it into Rishut Arabim, he doesn't acquire it yet, because his dragging of the wallet into Rishut Arabim is not a kinyan, that's not a way of acquisition. He took it into the public domain, not into his domain, so he didn't acquire it yet, not by Hagba'ah and not by Meshicha. So the Isur Gneva did not come yet. And if we're talking about that he took it out from the house of the owner, into his own house, into his Rishut Echid, well, Isur Gneva Ika. Okay, in that case he acquires it, so the Isur Gneva you have. But Isur Shabbat Leka. But you don't have the Chilut Shabbat, because he didn't take it out from Rishut Echid to Rishut Arabim. He took it out from Rishut Echid to Rishut Echid. That's not Midoraita, that's not Chilut Shabbat. Ma says, lo, Tzricha, we're talking about the Apkele Tzide Rishut Arabim. he carried it out, meaning he dragged it out to the sides, the sidewalks of the Reshut HaRabim. That's referring to the area in Reshut HaRabim that is right next to the houses that are located on the sides. So now, normally people don't walk there because, first of all, you have like bars that cause people not to walk too close to the homes and the doors of people. But on the other hand, it's also, it's not Reshut Echid, I mean, it's outside. So it's called Tzidei Reshut HaRabim. So you took it out from Reshut Echid into Tzidei Reshut HaRabim. Well, now we have to clarify Ukeman. Like, whose opinion over here are we going? Ike Rabbi Eliezer. If we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, Da'amar Tzidei Reshut HaRabim, Kir Reshut HaRabim, Damu, Rabbi Eliezer, who considers Tzidei Reshut HaRabim has the same status as Reshut HaRabim, well then, Isur Shabbat Ika, Isur Gneva Leka. Then we're back to the question of, okay, it's Chilut Shabbat. He took it out from Reshut Echid to Reshut HaRabim, right? But Gneva he didn't do yet because he didn't acquire it yet because it has the din of Reshut HaRabim. So he didn't do Agbah and he didn't do Meshicha into his domain. It's still the domain of Reshut HaRabim, so there's no Gnevayet. Ike Rabbanan, if we're going like Rabbanan, who argued Rabbi Eliezer, the Amri, who say, Tzidei Reshut HaRabim, Lav Kereshut HaRabim Damu, that the sidewalks, the side of the sidewalks of Reshut HaRabim does not have the status of Reshut HaRabim, well, then the question is the other way around. Isu Gneva Ika. Yes, Gneva, he did, because he took it into, not a Reshut HaRabim, into his domain, which is right outside his house. Fine. So Isur Gneva Ika, there is Isur Gneva, but Isur Shabbat Leka, but not Isur Shabbat. He didn't take it out from Reshut Echid to Reshut HaRabim. Tzidei Reshut HaRabim is not Reshut HaRabim. So there's no Isur Shabbat. So what is the scenario? Leolam, answers the Gemara, really, Rabbi Eliezer. We could go according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chi amar Rabbi Eliezer Tzidei Reshut HaRabim k'Reshut HaRabim Damu. With this that Rabbi Eliezer said, that the sides of Reshut HaRabim has the status of Reshut HaRabim, Hani Mili Linyan Chiyuva de Shabbat. That's only regarding the Chiyuv, the liability of Chilul Shabbat. That's where he considers Tzidei Reshut HaRabim like Reshut HaRabim. That if you take out an item from Reshut Echid into the Tzidei Reshut HaRabim, Rabbi Eliezer says you should know, it's like you took it out into Reshut HaRabim, and it's Otsah b'Shabbat. Why? Because the zimnin the dachki rabim the aili lahatam. Because there are times where people push themselves into that area and they walk there, so it could still be considered reshut rabim at least lilchot shabbat. Aval inyan mikna kani. But regarding the alachot of acquisition, it's not reshut rabim even according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he does acquire. It is considered acquiring it by dragging it to the sides of reshut rabim. Because regarding kinyanim, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not considered Reshut HaRabim. My tama, why? Dehalo Shchichi Rabim. Because the public is not found there typically. And therefore, the Kinyan could be affected in a place where typically you don't find the public walking there. Now the Gemara is going to give us another possible explanation of the Braita. Remember, we're talking about the Braita of one who, that Rabbi Barabaye introduced us to, one who's picked up or who stole a wallet of someone on Shabbat and he took it outside. So in that case, he is chayav to pay also because the chiyuv of Geneva and the chiyuv of Shabbat don't come simultaneously. But then, haya megarer v'yotze patur. If he was dragging it along the house till he took it out, then both Isur Shabbat and Geneva are baim ke'echad. Right? So now we're trying to discuss what exactly is the scenario of that last part of the Braita of Megarer V'yotze. Why is there even Chilul Shabbat? After all, he took it into Reshut HaRabim, so he's not Koneh, he doesn't acquire it. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi explains, Kegon Shetziref Yado Lemata Mishlosha VeKiblo. Meaning like this, if after dragging it to the door and taking it out into Reshut HaRabim, what he did was, he was tziref yado lemata, he joined his hand to his other hand, lemata mishlosha, below shlosha tfachim off the ground, vekiblo, and he received it. Which means he passed it from one hand to the other hand, even though it's under three tfachim. In that case, he is considered to have made a kinyan, even though he's in Reshut Arabim, but it's considered that he made a kinyan, being that he passed it from one hand to another hand of his. A person's hand is considered like a 4x4 tfachim for a person himself, which means it's like a domain in itself. Such as, let's say, for Shabbat, it would be considered a hanacha, a placement on a place of 4x4 tfachim, in order to be chayav in akira in hanacha, meaning hotza'a b'shabbat. So too, regarding gneva, it would be considered a kinyan. Even though he's standing in Reshut Arabim, it would be considered like he acquired it, because his hands, when he gave it from one hand to another, that's like taking it into his own personal domain, and that's a kinyan. So it comes out that both Isur Shabbat and Isur of Gneva came together. And that's why in that case he would be patur from payment. Rav Acha Matni Hachi. Now the Gemara says that Rav Acha is the one who learned like that, because Rav Acha holds that Meshicha into Reshut Arabim is not Koneh, that one who drags something in the public domain, you don't acquire it. It's not a Kinyan. That's why he had to explain the Braita, where you joined one hand to another under the three Tfachim, so then it's considered like you took it into your own domain, and it's a Kinyan. So that's according to Rav Acha. But Ravina argues, Ravina Matni, he explains the Braita in the following way. Le'olam davke lirshut harabim. Really, we're talking about in the simple way that we thought in the beginning. That he took the item that he stole, the wallet, into Reshut Arabim. Davke lirshut harabim. U'birshut harabim nami kana. And in Reshut Arabim, by meshicha, by dragging it, a person is also kone. Meaning he also acquires it, and therefore the Isur of Gneva is there. So the Isur of Shabbat is from the moment that he takes it out from the house, meaning from the Reshut Ayachid, into the Reshut Arabim. And the Isur of Gneva also comes at that moment, because he did Meshicha. He dragged it into the Reshut Arabim. One could be Kone by Meshicha in Reshut Arabim, according to Ravina, and therefore, since they simultaneously occur, he would be Patu. Now, Rav Acha and Ravina, their argument, if a person is kone with Meshicha in Reshut Arabim, is based on a diyuk, an inference from a Mishnah, in the wording of a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Baba Kama, Dafayin Tet Amud Alef. It states in the Mishnah like this, Ditnan, Haya Moshcho VeYotze. Let's say a person stole an ox, okay? A ganav came and stole an ox. And he was pulling the ox and going out from the domain of the owner into Reshut Arabim. Umet birshut be'anim. And the ox died while it was still in Reshut of the owner. Patur. The ganav is patur because he did not acquire it, right? He did not acquire it. He didn't take it out. He didn't do Meshicha out of the Reshut, out of the domain of the owner. So therefore, he is Patur. Higbiho. But if, let's say, he didn't do Meshicha, he lifted up the show. O shehotzi'o mirshut be'alim umet. Or he was able to take it out from the domain of the owner. And after it went out of the domain of the owner, then the animal died, chayav, he's already liable to pay. He already acquired it, and therefore the ganav is chayav to pay. So now, Ravina daik miresha, Ravina who holds Meshicha works to make a kinyan in Reshut Arabim, makes a diuk from the first part of the Braita. Rav Acha who holds it does not work, daik miseifa, he learns a diuk from the seifa. Ravina daik miresha, Ravina infers from the resha. What did it say in the resha? It says, if the ganav was pulling the ox, and it died while still in the reshut, in the domain of the owner, then patu. So Ravina makes a diuk. Tama demet birshut be'anim. Oh, it's patu only because the animal died while still in the domain of the owner. That's why he is patur, because he didn't make a kinyan yet. Ha hotziyo mirshut ba'alim v'met, chayav. Mashma, once he takes it out from reshut ha-ba'alim into the reshut ha-rabim, and only then he died, chayav. So what do you see from here? That if he took it out into reshut ha-rabim, he makes a kinyan. So Meshicha works in reshut ha-rabim. Rav Acha daik miseifa. Rav Acha makes a diuk from the ending. What does it say in the ending of the Mishnah? Higbiho, if he lifted it up, he picked it up. O shehotzi'o, or he took it out from the reshut ha-ba'alim, from the domain of the ba'alim, and only then it died, chayav. So now, the Mishnah is giving us two cases here. Higbiho, and hotzi'o from reshut ba'alim, and it died. So why did he give us two cases? To compare both, Rav Acha says. Hotza'a dumya dehagbaha. The hotza'a scenario of taking it out of the domain of the owner is similar to the scenario of higbio. Ma hagbaha de'atel irshute. Just like the case of hagbaha, when a person picks up, when the ganav picked up something. So why is it that he makes a kinyan? Because by picking it up, he is now taking it from the reshut of the owner into his own domain. By picking up something into your hands, you are taking it into your own reshut. Af hotza'a nami da'atel irshute. So you have to explain that when it says hotza'a, when it said ohotzi'o mirshut ba'anim, it means he took it out from the reshut of the owner into his own reshut. Just like by Hagba, not into reshut ha-rabim. Into reshut ha-rabim, Meshicha doesn't work. But he took it into his own reshut, his own personal domain. That's when there is a kinyan. Avotza'a nami da'atel irshute. So the question is, okay, what does each one do with the other part of the Mishnah? Le'ravacha kashya resha. On Ravacha, we have a difficulty from the first part, where it's mashma, as Ravina showed us, that Meshicha is koneh b'reshut ha-rabim. Le'ravina kashya seifa. And Ravina has a difficulty from the end part, where we saw that Ravacha showed us that Meshicha is not koneh b'reshut ha-rabim. So the Gemara answers like this. Reisha le'ravacha lo kashya, the first part of the Mishnah where it says the scenario of where the animal died while still in the domain of the owner is patur. It's not a question on Rav Acha at all, because he can explain kama delo atel irshute reshut ba'anim karinam be. You don't say that if mashma in the Mishnah only when it died in the reshut of the owner, then that's when he is patur. But if he goes out of the reshut of the owner into reshut ha-rabim, then he's chayav. Oh, you see, Meshicha in reshut ha-rabim is chayav. No. It doesn't have to be that it's talking that he went out into reshut ha-rabim. Kama delo atel irshute reshut ba'alim karinabe. As long as the ganav did not go into his own domain, it's still called by the Mishnah the domain of the owner. Which means that even while in reshut ha-rabim, he's not koneyed. It's still considered like it's reshut of the owner until the ganav actively goes into his own domain. That's when he makes the kinyan of the gneva. And seifa leravina lo kashya, the end part of higbiho o shehotzi'o, which we made a diyuk from, that Meshicha is not koneh in reshut ha-rabim. It's not a question, according to Ravina, who holds Meshicha in reshut ha-rabim is koneh. Why? Lo kashya. You don't have to necessarily compare the two and explain the scenario of hotza'a in the same way of hagbaha as Rav Acha did. No, Ravina will hold. They are two separate cases, and therefore he can still stick to his shita that Meshicha in Reshut Arabim is in fact can be a kinyan. We'll stop here for today. We'll continue Zrat Hashem next time from this point of Habal, Achoto, Ve'al Achot Aviv, which goes back to our Mishnah.